One of the badass leadership principles is to ask for forgiveness, not for permission. And that scares a lot of people. So how do you really integrate that into your badass life and practice? That's this week on the Badass Agile Podcast. Greetings, team. Welcome to the Badass Agile Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Williams. Hey everybody, welcome back and thanks for coming. A special thanks to all the new listeners from around the world. I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome. Now let me ask, how does a badass get away with asking for forgiveness rather than asking for permission? Well, first let's remember why we're here. To create an elite tribe of leaders who truly serve their clients and communities by doing what matters and what works, relentlessly chasing value and excellence like a badass. There are so many resources about what you need to do to be agile, but we're focused on who you need to become in order to lead teams. Let's pursue and perfect those fundamentals to create an unstoppable force in this industry. And if this helps you, tell your friends and feel free to leave your comments on iTunes. Sometimes the badass must seem reckless and bold, maybe even arrogant, but that shouldn't be true. What should be true is that a badass never subjects their will and passion to the opinions and instructions of others. Now, it's true. You always have a boss, no matter how independent or free you happen to think you are. But a boss should simply be someone who sets measures of success for you, someone who lets you know what it is they want, and they're willing to trade you money or some other kind of reward or compensation for that result. But there's nothing in that statement that says that the badass has to ask for permission before they go. If the badass is a visionary, he or she already knows what they want, and they probably know how to get it too. Now, there will be times when knowing what you want and how to get it will fly directly in the face of convention and maybe even the rules. And while I never recommend doing anything that will absolutely sink the boat, there's a really broad range of activities that fall under the umbrella of badass leadership without threatening you or anyone else or your jobs. But you have to be willing to ask for forgiveness instead of permission. Now, the problem with asking for permission is that it opens up the door for people to say no. Especially in large-scale environments, you'll find that one of the biggest problems that people have is a need for certainty. No one wants to be the one who puts their rubber stamp on an initiative when it goes sideways and fails. So for that reason, the more people that are involved in supporting or backing an initiative, the more likely you are to run into someone who says no only because it's easier than saying yes. Fear and uncertainty rule the middle management and corporate world at large. And this is never more true than when the thing that's being proposed is new and untested. Until something's been duly studied, analyzed, and measured, it's going to feel too risky to undertake. So any approach that seems to abandon caution is probably going to get held up. Now here's where things can get a little darker. Even if you manage to move forward with your initiative, if that initiative, especially a new and untested one, proves to be successful, or even radically successful, now there's an even better chance that you'll get shut down. Because the only thing worse than getting behind something that turns out to be wrong is failing to get behind something that turns out to be right. And sometimes, the more success you have, the more resistance you're going to meet. There are people in this world who will consciously hijack or sabotage an initiative, a team, a group, or a trend just because it's popular, just because it's successful. So, what is a badass supposed to do? Sometimes the badass realizes that sitting around waiting for permission is a losing game. The only good that's going to come of that is sitting around in a really safe environment that never gets anything done. If the badass has his or her mission, if they have a vision, if they know the way forward, if they know how to be successful, they just have to get out there and do it. And they know from experience that their way will work. Even if they encounter challenges or changes, they're confident enough in their own abilities to be able to handle it and adapt. It seems like the only people who were not signed on for the means are the people who are paying for the end. So you have to just go. You don't wait for permission, because permission is probably never coming. And by the time you go through all the arguing, all the presenting, and most importantly, all the compromising that's required to get consensus and get permission, you're way past your expiry date, guys. Your chance to lead and succeed has come and gone. There's no more competitive advantage to be had. The marketplace is already captured. Now, if you asked for permission and you don't get the answer you want, and then you proceed to the contrary, then you're being insubordinate. You're directly disobeying orders, and that can definitely get you in trouble. When someone else is paying your bills, this is going to be really hard to do. But if you don't explicitly ask for permission, you can experiment a little. It's a lot more morally acceptable to break the rules because you weren't 100% certain that the rules existed in the first place. But how can you do even that without getting in trouble? It's actually pretty simple. You need to get guidance and clarification from your customer, from your leadership, about the general boundaries. That is to say, what's the desired outcome? What is the intent? What are the key do's and don'ts that you must be aware of and observe? Are there any higher order rules and regulations that could put the company or its people in serious jeopardy? Now, once you know those things, you generally have the guiding principles on which to move forward. But the specific mechanics of how you do so, like specific architectures, patterns, steps, or chains of command, all of these are bendable and highly dependent on the situation at hand. So you should work with your team to forge a new way forward. You should ask the team what they think is the best way to solve the problem. And rather than ask for other people to approve your approach, for that kind of thinking, you should just go ahead and execute what the team believes to be the best way forward. Now, if your team asks, could we get in trouble for taking this approach, it's incumbent on you as the badass leader to protect them from harm if stuff hits the fan. You are literally going to have to put yourself in front of them if trouble comes down from up above, and that's exactly what leaders are supposed to do, isn't it? Without this mindset and approach, there can be no innovation, because everything you do is simply obedience to the existing rules and routines and processes that got you exactly where you are today. But if you want to break free, if you want to change, if you want something truly new and innovative so you can compete, you're going to have to break some rules and ask for forgiveness rather than permission. And if this sounds scary to you, trust me. Once you've done it a few times, once you've done it for a while, it becomes far more natural. It becomes part of your inherent confidence. It's part of who you are. And yes, there's an element of risk, but without risk, there can never be meaningful reward. What we do is all about change and success. It's about boldly changing the world by rejecting the status quo and figuring out what works for our teams. So yeah, you might find yourself on the poop list of some open quote important close quote people every once in a while. But such is the life of the badass, for better or for worse. When you have built something that makes your team and your company or your client great, in my experience, all tends to be forgiven. If you'd like more inspirations like these, I invite you to stop in every weekday and grab the latest iteration of my new book. It's all about daily inspirations and reminders that reinforce badass mindsets and habits that make up our leadership model. You can go to badassagile.com and subscribe for free to my mailing list for an advanced look at the coming week's pages. Or you can subscribe to the book and its daily updates at medium.com. Just search for my working title, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. Folks, thanks for listening. You can reach out at badassagile.com or find me on Twitter at badass_agile. And I'll see you next time. Until then, stay badass.